There is no rest for the weary, especially for Chris Goelings and Andrew Richardson. On this day, they straddle an ever-deepening hole. One of them swings a pickaxe, sending rocks and dirt spewing into the morning sun. The other grabs the loose dirt with a post digger, a glorified shovel that really resembles a pair of salatongs. They are methodical in their work, relentless with the tough ground.
Sometimes they're working for an hour or even longer, just to dig the hole.
Chris Goelings is a former interior architect from Belgium. He takes just a minute to wipe his brow and laughs.
Gonna look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Building muscles like Arnold really isn't the goal of the American Conservation Experience, better known as ACE. Chris Baker created this volunteer work camp to bring people from various countries together to gain a deeper understanding of each other and America, which he hopes will counter the growing anti-American sentiment he sees around the world.
I think if you bring people together, and not just in any random arbitrary setting, but in a setting where they're challenged, where they're forced to develop as people through that challenge, then nothing but good can come of it.
Mr. Baker doesn't sugarcoat this experience. He makes sure applicants know that here in Walnut Canyon, building a fence line that snakes up one rugged hill and down another is hard work.
If we underplayed the challenge part, we would have people who would drop like flies in the first week. But instead, we really emphasize the physical and mental, emotional challenges, the traveling, the different work locations, and sometimes the backcountry hiking that's involved. And as a result, we've got people who aren't too intimidated.
And Chris Goelings says it is, at times, backbreaking work.
Sometimes you have to carry bags of concrete for, I don't know, for a few miles down in canyons like this, so it's hard work. But it's you work 4 days and then you have 3 days off. It's not all vacation.
But the hard work doesn't faze Sonia and her friend, who are both from South Korea. They giggle, saying what's hard is speaking English. That's one of the major challenges out here, overcoming language barriers. But Sonia says she's happy to confront that challenge.
We every day night studying English, but we can't speak English.
So, do you like what you're doing? Do you like working on the fence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little hot, but interesting.
ACE is one of a growing number of volunteer conservation programs around the world. Similar projects offer people the chance to work in Africa, South Asia, and the Pacific. Chris Baker says the appeal of his program is the opportunity to see the unique landscape of the American Southwest. He believes that's a good trade-off, given that participants aren't paid for their work.
We reimburse them every way we can, and that is, in the last 4 weeks, we've taken them to Monument Valley, to Navajo National Monument, to Zion Park, to Las Vegas.
The Fall Conservation Experience Program is wrapping up with some trail restoration work in the Grand Canyon, and a fresh group of international volunteers will start their adventures in January. I'm Sadie Babbitts in Flagstaff, Arizona.